Welcome to the Josh Bolton Show, where we dive into interesting and inspiring conversations. And now, your host, Josh Bolton.
Welcome. Today, we have a wonderful lady. Her name's Sharon. I'm not going to even begin to try her last name because I'm going to butcher it. We'll actually let her even explain her last name and what she does. She would be a better at doing this than me.
Love it. Thanks for having me. My name is Shireen Behzadi, and that's a Persian name, Farsi. I'm a former CEO. I'm a CPA by trade. I was a chief financial officer for a number of years. And as of 2019, towards the end of 2019, I was part of selling the company once more. We had raised private equity prior to that in 2015. And then in 2019, we ended up selling it again and I exited. And since then, I've been a board member and what's near and dear to my heart, involved with charity and charitable boards. And I'm also the founding investor and chairperson of the board of Bomani Cold Buzz, which is the company that my son started. And with that, we're the first alcohol-infused cold brew coffee beverage in the market.
Interesting. Yeah, let's definitely get into that. I don't personally like alcohol. It really messes me up, but I know there's a lot of people that do. So I want to go first into the business that you were CEO, you stepped down.
Sure.
I didn't know about the CPA part about you. That's interesting. So can you give the guests context of what you were managing and some of the stuff, maybe misconceptions that a CEO has that the locals wouldn't know, like me?
Sure, I get it. Well, I'm a CPA by trade, and I was I'm an alumni of EY, Ernst & Young. So public accounting is where I started, and I started my career as a chief financial officer. And then as I really explored what I really wanted to do, being an entrepreneur was a lot of interest to me. So I pivoted to offering CFO services to companies that were in a growth mode. And that's how I met the company that I ended up staying at for 20 years.
Wow.
We were franchising. It was a growing company, but it was still in early stages. And I joined and we sort of for the next few years worked on the, what I call the secret sauce. What is the formula of making a franchise system that's in the home space, which there weren't a lot of companies then? What would make that company successful? And so we, through a lot of trials and errors and efforts, I believe created something that was sustainable. It continued to grow. So from there, we expanded to multiple, or well, at least started one more brand. You asked me about the CEO position, and that is one that I stepped into after we set out to find private equity partnership. When companies grow, there comes a point where you want to bring in capital infusion, and that's what that was about. In that sense, then we were ready for the next phase of growth. And so since 2015, we basically set out to update and upgrade every aspect of the company. We had rolled out three brands. So we updated and upgraded all ways we do marketing, the voice of each of the brands. We created the technology platform. We updated and upgraded all of our training. And so by doing all of those things, we were able to help our franchisees do even better, sell even more, and be more successful at what they did, regardless of which of our brands they were a part of. And then we set out to bring another franchise system into the fold, did that towards the end of 2018. And then in 2019, it was time to organize another transaction to allow our private equity partners to exit, which is that's what private equity does. Mm-hmm. Went through that process, which is generally speaking, if you can imagine, pretty rigorous. People have to get comfortable with what they're buying and the investments they're making. And so we did. And then after that transaction was over, it was clear to me that after 20 years, it was time for me to take a breather from the day to day.
That's impressive. Yeah, most CEOs I hear, they have an average track record of like 10 to 15 years, and then they usually cut it after that. That's impressive. Sure. Well, I mean, the average, there's always exceptions to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is an amazing feat for you. So you were talking earlier before we hit the recording button about how it was more of a custom fabricating to the person. How did that work?
Right. So it was, we had different products related to the home space, home improvement space. So let's say it's window coverings or organizational products, and or decorative concrete, any of those things, because they're very much tailored to a home, you would want to make sure that you, one, understand the measurements of what you need to create an install, but also fit the taste of your homeowners, right? So if everything was customizable, everything was consultative, and there was a lot of clearly collaboration with the homeowner.
Yeah. Especially with the custom design, you want good marketing, but also good communication with the customer to make sure they get what they want.
Exactly. Yes.
So actually I want to kind of like skip something and then come back to it later. Can you tell me about your cold brew, your kids' cold brew company with the alcohol infused?
Yes. So my son, Sam, was working in investment banking in New York, and he had always been very creative, very, very much, in my opinion, an entrepreneur. He once, a couple of years ago, told me about the idea that he had with his friends to put together alcohol and cold brew coffee. The reason behind this is that at the time, being that they were bankers, they worked very long hours. And whenever they wanted to go out, they noticed that they were maybe making coffee or espresso and then having a couple of drinks and then going out. The reason it was that they just wanted to wake up. And they were trying to not consume things that were, you know, too many chemicals. Coffee is still relatively natural, upper compared to a lot of other drinks that are out there. And so when he brought the idea to me, I go, that's a great idea. So I was supportive of them. I was supportive of them with advising them. I was the founding investor. And so they did put it all together. Coffee and alcohol have lived together for a long, long time, right? Irish coffee. There are places where the distinction here is Bomani Cold Buzz is less than or about maybe a beer, 5.7 ABV, meaning not very high alcohol content, and less than a cup of coffee. And it's in a can that is stable. So you can literally drink it out of the can, although I like it better on ice, and it lends itself to a lot of cocktails, as coffee and alcohol, if you can imagine, would, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You can make espresso martinis and things with it. What we were also very aware of was that it was going to be relatively healthy. Not to say any of this is super healthy, but it was to be low calorie, 110 calories, no sugar, no carbs. It's all of the great nutritional, you know, contents that you would want to see from a product like this. And so we rolled it out early 2020, and then the pandemic hit, which is not a good time to roll out a new category and a new brand. But we're lucky enough that we've been able to continue to grow. I think in a big part is because the product itself is great. It tastes great. It won the World Beverage Awards Best Tasting RTD of 2020.
Nice.
And we've been featured in a lot of publications, but we also are lucky enough to earn shelf space in some very well-known banners that you've, I'm sure, heard of, like Safeway, Stater Brothers, Gelson's, Whole Foods, BevMo, Total Wine, and many more. So it's continuing to expand, and we're excited. We're excited to see the momentum even more so now that things are opening up in 2021.
I would assume with the lockdowns, though, especially in the heat between the spring and summertime when everyone was just drinking because there was nothing else to do, the sales, did it pick up a little bit during that time?
Yeah, relatively. Now, the thing is that we are new, right? So the awareness had to exist for people. And that's where we focused our attention. People need to know there is such a thing as alcohol-infused cold brew coffee that you can buy off the shelf. That's a new thing. Yes.
Okay. But yeah, I want to say, did you guys also pivot? Do you offer like a shipping service where, depending on the state, some don't allow you to ship alcohol kind of thing?
Yes, yes, yes. If anybody goes to drinkbomani.com, you can as well order things online.
Awesome. So is there a cap to it? Let's say like I wanted to order a pack just to taste it kind of thing. Do I need to order like $25 to get free shipping kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't quite know right now what we have going on. I'm sorry, I'm not as close to that. But there are sample, like there's smaller purchases you can do online.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, someone maybe that doesn't have like the Safeway or Stater Brothers in their hometown.
Right.
They could just give you, go to your site and get some.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm curious. So you said there's no artificial like sugar in this. So is it just coffee and like some sort of liquor?
Well, it's ethically sourced coffee in the first place. So it's very, okay, very high quality coffee, cold brewed. And the alcohol itself is kind of like the alcohol you get in a White Claw. It's made of more or less the same.
Okay. So
that's what makes it.
Mm-hmm. I would say more of like a tequila, but not tequila kind of thing.
Right. Right.
I don't even know.
Right. It's a little, it's cleaner basically.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. So yeah, I want to, go into maybe what is their social media? It's like, what is their marketing aspect of all this?
Well, all things around Drink Bomani, okay, because that's kind of what we want you to do. And it's everywhere. It's on Instagram, recently on TikTok, obviously on LinkedIn for other reasons, and anywhere you have any kind of social media, there's definitely some conversation around Bomani.
That's impressive. So being the primary investor, like, don't give the keys to kingdom away, but did they give you, because he was a former investment banker, a full-on detailed like 3-page business plan kind of thing, or was it more like this is the plan?
Yeah, so I think initially it was more like it's an idea. And so having been an entrepreneur and having been involved with things that kind of start organically, you first test and see if this is even feasible, right? You want to see, okay, so the first things that they did was to look at the market. And when you looked at the growth of cold brew at the time and then seltzer at the time, it was very clear that both of them were on a steep growth curve. So that's where the banking, you know, chops came in. And then, of course, after that was, how do you create a product that mixes those two things? Because nobody had done it before, or at least that we knew of, and have it shelf safe with all of these requirements that we had for it to be, you know, zero carb, zero sugar. That's where it got complicated. So they put a lot of research. There was a lot of interviewing the various providers, potential providers, manufacturers of the product. And that probably took the longest. And I think that's where a lot of the experience with investment banking probably came in handy, because they were very, very, very good at research.
Yeah, that's the one thing, as I've talked to people and I realize it with my studies of the markets and stuff, investment bankers, people just think, oh, they just press buttons and they send their options. I was like, no, they got to do a ton of research.
A lot of work. Yeah.
And then it looks, they do all the fun stuff. Like once they know their stuff, they can send it, but it's like, It could be a month, maybe 2 months before they can even do an action kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So personal question about, I'm sure a lot of others are thinking of this. Why would he give up a wonderful investment banking job for maybe a career that he's not, like the coffee, cold brew coffee company, that may or may not have taken off kind of thing?
But what a good question. I think that's the general question for any entrepreneur. It's the heart of an entrepreneur. It's what they're, you know, there are people that see good ideas and think about, that's a great idea. And then there are people that say, that's a good idea and I want to do it. And so he fits in the second category. The same intelligence, hard work, perseverance, good analytical skills that went into investment banking comes to play here is just in a different form. So,
absolutely, yeah, that is the hardest part of any business person or entrepreneur is the leap. It's like, I know this will work, but it means I might have to eat rice and beans for like the next year kind of thing.
Yes, it's a big adjustment.
It is.
For sure.
Going from eating wonderful steaks and going out with the guys to, when your friends are calling you, like, you want to get steak? It's like, do I have to pay? No, I'm in.
Exactly.
I want to go into your board work on top of your CEO. That's where I was like, I'm going to skip that and go to the coffee company instead. What were some of the companies that you worked with and within the board work? I would assume charity tied into that too.
Yes. So one, I was obviously on the board of my company where I was the CEO. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was invited to be on boards of a couple of privately held companies that are private equity backed, because that is my background. I understand private equity. That's the world I had lived in. When it comes to charitable work, I had known forever that I really wanted to be more involved with charitable work. I had always been engaged with charities. I had volunteered, I had donated, I had done work through my company. But I really wanted to do something more substantial. I looked around, talked around, and decided to join United Way, specifically Orange County United Way. Wonderful, wonderful organization. The reason why I'm on the board here. The reason why I decided to join this organization is that a lot of good, effective work is being done, taking advantage of strategic thinking and organizing that companies have. So it's basically marrying experience and background that one may have from a for-profit company to use those things to help a charitable organization to do work that is impactful in our communities. And that's why I thought Orange County United Way was a great place to be. I'm very happy to be with them. And then I ended up joining Cherie Blair Foundation for Women. Cherie Blair is the wife of Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair, but she's a fantastic lawyer in her own right. She had started an organization a few years ago with the idea that in order to lift communities across the globe that need economic help, you want to help families. And in order to lift families, you want to educate mothers, women specifically, and help them with financial literacy, support them through entrepreneurship, because that would be a lot of their way out of situations. And so over the past few years, Cherie Blair Foundation has reached out and educated, mentored, helped 175,000 women in multiple countries. And there is now a new initiative for 3 years to do the same to 100,000 in a short 3-year period. And so I'm excited to be a part of it, part of that organization, be able to contribute and help and mentor to the best that I can there.
That's so much to unpack and so wonderful. I'm curious about the Orange County, United, right?
United Way.
United Way. I didn't write the way part. Sorry. Yes. What did they specifically go into and do for the community?
Oh, there are multiple programs that the organization has. It revolves around, during the pandemic, there was assistance with housing security and helping families stay and be able to stay within their apartments and places that they lived. There are ongoing financial literacy programs and community partnership in multiple ways across both financial literacy and housing security. We just rolled out a program in a school in Anaheim that was very effective a few years ago. And we're moving down to South County to as well offer the same services in South Orange County. We just rolled it out. And we started with really teaching families that volunteer to want to learn about how to create budgets, how to stay on budgets, how to, you know, keep their financial house in order. And so we just graduated the first group, the first cohort, and we're going to continue to do that in South Orange County as well.
That's awesome. So I'm assuming with your background as a CPA and the way you were saying financial literature, you were helping them understand the concept of cash flows, but also a balance sheet too?
Right. So it's just a concept of, I don't personally train the families. We do have a service that we retain because they have a program and it's a pretty well thought out program. But essentially it's to talk about, how do you create a budget? How do you know how much you're spending, how much you're making? How do you plan around, you know, making sure they don't go into a hole in a given month? How do you plan ahead? All of those things that really everybody should know.
It should be just like one, maybe two semesters in high school that they actually go over.
So agree with you. It should be in high school for sure. Absolutely.
It's better if you get them younger, but yeah, at least high school, as they're leaving, they at least have a concept.
I agree with you.
So to tie in all this so we can keep within the time frame, what is words are really hard for today for some reason. what is with all this lockdown times with COVID, what are some things you're doing when you do have 2 minutes to rub together? What do you watch on Netflix, Amazon Prime, podcasts, et cetera?
Yeah. Okay. So one thing that I did differently, which I think a lot of people actually did during the pandemic, was to try new hobbies.
Okay.
So I tried different ones and some of them didn't stick, but the ones that did stick, I'll tell you about. I had started coloring. And then I go, why am I just coloring? Why don't I just start painting? So I bought some supplies during COVID and just without any real training, watched some YouTube videos and started painting. And I really, really liked it. I still like it. I'm passionate about it. I'm not going to say that I'm super skilled, but I can actually, you know, draw somebody's face and you can tell who it is with acrylic paint. So I guess in that sense, I was happy. The other thing that I started doing was biking, which a lot of people did. I started tennis lessons when things were semi-open, like you could do things outdoors.
Right.
I did a bunch of that. But what I do for sort of just downtime, leisure time, I love documentaries, so I'm not necessarily so about series, but I love maybe docuseries are things that I enjoy watching.
Interesting. Did you see the Inside of Bill Gates' Mind when it was up on Netflix?
Yes.
That was fascinating.
That was fascinating. Wow. And it was really well done, too.
It was. It was like you're watching a cinema quality filming, and then it's just about Bill Gates and the craziness that happens in his head.
I know, it's crazy. Super smart.
A lot of luck for him too. And I think he even admits it. It's like, if he wasn't for one action, like none of this would have
I mean, there is luck in life for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Second, the final send off before we get all your plugging. What is maybe some tips and tricks, advice for an aspiring person that wants to be in your position you would recommend to them?
Wow. It's a good question. I think first you have to sort of visualize, think about where you want to go. It doesn't have to be where you want to go tomorrow. It could be, I think you should think of a longer runway. You can't be super specific, but basically that I want to be leading an organization, or I want to start a podcast and have hundreds of thousands of people listening to it. So whatever that is. So I think first you have to have a destination. And the second thing is, anytime you create a vision, the path to that vision isn't exactly straight. It's not a straight line as you initially expected. So the idea is, you've got to learn to have tenacity. You've got to learn to expect hurdles and be able to find ways around hurdles. So I always say there are no problems. If you haven't come up with a solution, then you haven't looked at the situation or what you think the problem the right way, because everything can be dealt with. You just may have to change your approach. But I think at the end of the day, it's tenacity, 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 stick-to-itiveness, just finding ways to get to your destination, and you will expect it to happen.
Yeah. I think it was someone who was telling me, it's like unrelenting force. Eventually, no, doesn't matter what the cosmos or whatever you want to call it will give you what you're looking for. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sharon. I might have butchered that again.
No worries.
What are some places where they can contact you? Sure. And also, I'll email you after for the links for your kids' company.
Perfect. Yeah, it's just my name, Shireen Behzadi, SHIRINBEHZADI.com is the website. You can use the same for Instagram, the same for LinkedIn.
Wonderful. Yeah, then I'll get all that information. It'll be in the description. And then the awesome coffee company and alcohol company will be there too.
Yeah, that's Bomani, drinkbomani.com. Hey, simple enough.
There it is. All right, thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe and stay well.
Thank you. You too.
Well, congratulations. You made it to the end. You're an awesome person. Not many make it here. So, being the awesome person that you are, can you do me one more awesome favor? Can you rate and review this on whatever podcast services you're using? If you do it on Apple and you leave an actual written review, I have a thing on my website. I will take your written review and post it for all to see. Congratulations, you're permanently sealed on my site. Otherwise, I am trying to do YouTube more and live streaming. I will try to put as many of the YouTube links in the description of the show as I can. So give your boy some extra help over on YouTube. Watch my videos. I just mute it and change the channel. Change the window or something. But yeah, that's it. Thank you for being awesome, and see you next time.